How do I cope with waiting for results?
It's all I can think about. Is the cancer going to come back?
I can't sleep. How do I stop worrying?
We know what goes through your head when you're living with cancer. The questions, the anxieties. We understand because we've been there too. If you or someone you care about has been diagnosed with cancer, Macmillan Cancer Support's online community can help from day one. It's a free, safe online forum for people with cancer to connect anonymously. No question is too big or too small. With over 80,000 members, we get it. We've been there. Whatever you need to ask, we're here. To join, search Macmillan Online Community.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me, as usual, is the wonderful and hilarious and overall great person, Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Okay. All right. Hi. How are you, Hunlet? Good to see you. Happy
Good to see you,
trip.
Too. Happy girls trip to you, too. We are here to recap the third episode of Peacock's Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, Season 4, Roni Legacy. If you missed the other two, they're on our feed. So they're there. So go check that out. Really a wild, hilarious, fun time. I don't know if there's anything really to announce or to say at the top of the show, except that, like, this is such a funny show. So why don't we dive into this third episode? Is there anything you needed to say at the top of the episode, Ronnie?
No, go for it.
Yeah.
No. Bonus episodes. Let's go crazy. This is a video. Patreon. Go check it out. Patreon, blah,
happy
blah, blah.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Do it, man. Oh, also, so, live show tickets go on sale very soon. So watch out. Watch our social for that.
Actually, this is a good point to make, which is that the crappies are around the corner, and there will be news about not just tickets, but voting, yada, yada, yada. And we're going to change up the voting just a little bit this year. It should be very exciting. It'll be even more thrilling than ever before in your entire life. So with that all being said, it's now day three. And are they in St. Bart's? St. John's? They're in St. Bart's, right?
Mm-hmm.
St.
Yes.
Something. They're in the Caribbean.
Where are they? What kind of fan are you, sir?
I can't remember. You know, honestly, St. John's. Well, here's the thing. Between this show and Below Deck, it's St. Bart's, St. John's, St. This, St. That, you know, St. Croix.
St.
Is that
Norma.
Even a place? St. Norma.
This is my nickname for
St. Bermuda. St. Florida. It's like, yeah, well, you know what? Go fuck yourself, bitch, too. So,
there's a lot of
hey, Norma, sorry, that came out a little hot. It was funnier in my mind, but then when I texted it, it came out a little aggressive. Sorry, Norma.
Unlike the food on any of your boats, you unprofessional slag. Okay, Merry Christmas, love ya.
Merry Christmas to you too. So, Martin gets his first confessional of the season, and he tells us, you know, in the beginning, everyone was like, are you ready for the girls? They are kind of crazy. And I was like, is it evil coming into the villa? The answer, by the way, is yes. But they're actually very lovely women and very respectful. So
he goes to Kristen, and he's like, I have your coffee. She's like, oh my God, I love it. You knew what I wanted. And he's like, oh, are you about to call reception? And she's like, you can do that? And he's like, no, there's no reception. Stupid. Okay, Susan, we talk to you later.
And he's like, I mean, I think they are testing me a little bit, you know? Like, for me, there's no problem with that, though. I'm used to it. So she goes, by the way, last night, you were quite the dancer. And he's like,
so far, it's my favorite episode of yours. Seriously, like, it was amazing watching you dance in that episode in St. Bart's. You were so good.
And he goes, yes. And he tries to do a dance move, but his hand hits the tray and spills coffee off to the side. He goes, oh, did I make you a little nervous? Oh, he's blushing. Oh. He's like, shut up, bitch.
Now, listen, I know nature is nature and we can't really do much about it. And if we see it happening, we should just let it happen. I mean, unless it's, you know, children or something like that, in which case smack them and tell them no. But in this case, a shark chasing a turtle, I don't need to see that. That is horrifying. Somebody needs to do something. Did you catch that? There was a shark.
Oh, I did. You know what? By the way, I'm so glad you brought that up because I forgot to write that down. And I was like, A, amazing that someone caught this, but B, what is going to happen to that turtle? I was like, this is actually very terrifying B-roll footage. Presented as a, like, welcome to the joyous turtle. Tropics. That turtle is about to go down.
That turtle is dying. And guess what's going to happen to the shark? It's going to lose a cap. Okay.
By the way,
the shark's going to be like, why did I eat a turtle? Why didn't anybody warn me it was hard?
The turtle is basically like toffee to a shark. It's like fun, lovely. You might lose a crown. So enjoy having to go to the dentist, the shark dentist, like, after this.
It's like when you eat an olive and you're like, what a delicious, I love olives and this great sound that boom, you eat like a little tiny pit that they didn't fully remove.
Like Dennis Kucinich did. Shark. Remember when Dennis Kucinich did that? I think it was Dennis Kucinich. He bit down on an olive in like the Capital cafeteria, and then he sued it. He sued the cafeteria.
I didn't know you could do that. I've literally broken a tooth on an olive pit, and guess really? What else? A tortilla chip. So, watch out, everybody. Got a lot of broken teeth. Okay, so shark chasing turtle, not okay. Day three,
not okay. Not cool. We don't condone it. We know, we understand nature is nature, and this is the way things work. But guess what? We have to shift the paradigm, okay? We need to have new conversations.
Mm-mm. So everybody's just getting along with day three. They're starting. Kelly and Luann are doing yoga, which, Luann, just please stop doing things that require a vocal. Oh my God, please turn off the garbage disposal. Find peace another way.
It sounded like the entire villa was being loaded onto a truck to be moved to a different part of the island. So, Kristen, meanwhile, is dealing with the stairs going up from the bungalow. She's like, are these stairs ever going to get any easier? And they're all just... Kristen then goes and tells the story about how Martin spilled his coffee. And she's like telling it to the other women. Like, she thinks it's like the best story. She's like, oh my God, you guys won't believe it. So he came over and I was like, looked like you were having a lot of fun dancing. And then he spilled his coffee. And they're just looking at her like, this is why you were fired.
Hey, wow. So this is a fireable offense, apparently, nine decades ago, whenever she was fired. It was a long time. I'll tell you that. So then he gives them the pamphlets with the itinerary for the day, and they have a cooking class with Sherrod coming up. And Dorinda's like, cooking? What are you talking about? Listen, I cook, and I do it with my breasts and get an extra $50 an hour. Ding! But, you know, listen, to be real, I don't take lessons from people anymore. Okay, I'm too old. Here's what I like to do. I eat out. Okay, I eat out.
I always think, like, very frequently of the time when she and John were cooking in her kitchen, and they pulled out a sheet pan from the oven, and then he went and did something and came back and touched the sheet pan with his hands and burned his hands, and she just stared at him like, well, that's what you get. Now you've learned. I just always think, I was like, they're danger kitchen. Also, the moment that she was like, a cooking class, I mean, it's too late for me to cook. I was like, I can already see Dorinda getting actually kind of offended by this. Like, why do I need to have a lesson? I was like, oh, this is going to like trigger her in some weird way.
Have you not seen my OnlyFans? It's cooking. Spoiler alert, I was trying to have a YouTube cooking channel about 5 minutes ago. So let me just announce on national TV, I don't cook. Don't try to make me cook. I'm not going to do it.
So Ramona and Sonia are getting ready in their room, and Sonia is reading a headline off of her phone about the Kristen and Josh scandal with Ashley Madison. And she's reading it. The headline says, Kristen's husband was cheating on Ashley Madison as Mr. Big NYC. Wow, he's quite fond of himself. So you know already that they're like, we're not Kristen doesn't get to be let off that easy. When we've had to deal with episodes upon episodes upon episodes of dealing with each and every one of our scandals, Kristen does not just get one nice dinner where she says, you know, this is my truth and I'm going to move on. They're going to bring it back.
They're terrible. And I also forgot this headline because it was so funny when it came out at the time. But he went by Mr. Big NYC. Wow. That is, you should have done to him what they did to the real Mr. Big. Okay? Bye. You should have been written off a long time ago.
Oh, I thought you meant the seminal 90s rock band that came up with a song that said, I'm the one who wants to be with you.
I'm talking deep about Mr. Big from Sex and the City, who obviously this guy was naming himself after. Yikes.
Not a good trajectory for Mr. Big, both fictionally and non-fictionally.
Or Pelotonally. Well, they're still trying to recover. Bless their hearts. So Sonia's like, well, where's my phone? I want to see. Mr. Big, whatever. And Ramona goes, whoa, what did he do? You know what? I mean, he was just texting people on the internet, okay? It's not like anybody saw him and like he didn't see the other person. It was just in text. And Sonia's like, uh-huh, it's a hookup site, Ramona.
Okay, well, that's fine. Point. So then Dorinda and Kristen are at the table, and Dorinda's like, you know what, Kristen? I thought last night was really fun, and I think it's very brave the way you handled everything. You know, someone as stupid and as fired as long as you have would have really, I thought, would have just been shattered at the table. But you really handled it well. And she's like, yeah, I mean, if there was something going on, like, I mean, of course, like, wouldn't you, if there was something really going on, if you're really cheating, wouldn't you put an alias on the site? Like, there's just like so many things that don't even make sense. I'm like, honey, he did use an alias, didn't he? Mr. Big New York City.
Kristen, not knowing that they just put up his alias on the screen 2 seconds before she says this line. So then it cuts back to Sonia. She's like, he admitted to being part of the affair's website. He shared 33 private pictures. I mean, wow. He had discreet interactions with a very sexy woman. And he said he has no limits except for smokers. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. No smokers. That's a good one. That's good. Well, I want to find someone, anybody, any kind of slag, as long as she doesn't smoke.
Kristen saying, you know, I just feel like I don't have to explain it to anyone since I know my truth, and this is my truth. So Sonia's like, you know, he wanted to find a woman who would be engaging socially and intellectually. I mean, that's a date if you ask me. I mean, I don't get intellectual or social, although, except when I come, then I scream. I'm like, is that considered intellectual and social when you scream when you climax?
I love when Sonia's being sexy and she's just standing there in her stained bathrobe. It's got the yellow stains all over it. So then we go back to Kristen and she's like, I mean, the hard part was dealing with all the bullshit on social media. I mean, I had to cover my ears for a whole year. Well, stop covering your ears. Use those hands to slap, okay?
Yes.
The same hands that you're using to do this can be doing this.
How dare you? Yes. So Sonia's like, well, you know, Kristen said that any suggestion that he was a member is bananas. Do you remember when Josh told me I was bananas about my businesses? And we see a flashback to Josh consulting with Sonia, which I had totally forgotten about. And she's talking about her like international lifestyle brand. And he just looks at her and goes, you're bananas. So rude, but also funny.
Sonia Morgan, Sonia Rita Casita, Sonia, just Sonia, Sonia Tart, Sonia Torts. I think those are reform laws, but whatever, I'll brand it. You know, that's just what I'm going to do. I'm going to control grocery stores, retail stores, and the law. So that's really all I'm trying to do with it. And he's like, you are fucking Looney Tunes, lady. So we see why Sonia is bringing this up, because she's got an old axe to grind. She will not be humiliated on television. And let's celebrate her business. OnlyFans now that
yes.
None of those businesses still exist. But go off.
She goes, who's laughing now? Because I do have an international lifestyle brand. And everyone goes, well, if you say so. Ramona, okay, sure. So now Kristen shows up at the table, or she's still at the table. I don't know what's happening, but there's a one.
Yeah.
Jordy goes, hey, is that a one piece that you're wearing? Because Kelly walks up to the table. That's what it is. I wrote down Kristen and I was so confused by my notes, but Kelly walks up and we're just like, hey, is that a one piece that you're wearing there? Yeah, what's going on? That's nice.
And Kristen goes, is she trying to sell it? Kelly's like, oh, yeah, that's me, bitch. So she goes, what is that? What is this? Is this cream? Can I use this cream? She goes, it's something you gave us, so I guess. And she goes, oh, wow, I love this. Yeah, people wish they had my products. Weirdos.
And then they she pretends to model it, and then Kristen's like, no, this is how you do it. And Kelly's like, no, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. So then after breakfast, Kelly, who wants to assure us that she is of sane mind and body these days, walks up to the chefs and goes, cuckoo. It's like, okay, well, that's a way to say hello.
Okay, so they're getting ready to go, and Sonia decides instead of taking a shower, she's going to go into the pool, okay? And then, because they're salt water. So we see her skinny dipping in the pool. Like, she loves being naked, guys. So then Ramona is, basically, everybody's just trying to get everybody together, right? And so
Ramona's
like, you know what? Yeah. I'm ready to go, and guess what? No one else is even paying attention to go. Why don't I get any credit for being on time? Where's my credit?
Yeah, because Ramona's gone around after, now that since Luann yelled at her yesterday, Ramona's making a big stink about not only being on time, but reminding other people to be on time. And also to lock down, she's sort of like locking down, we're going to be ready at 10:45. So that way everyone, like no one can say, I never said I wouldn't be ready. So she's like, excuse me. Hi, Kristen, I just walked all the way down to this bungalow. Will you be ready at 10:45? Okay. So of course, no one's ready until 11:10. So Ramona's just sitting there. And she's like, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm just getting blamed for being late. I'm sorry, but I'm actually very much on time. Life isn't fair, okay? I just get blamed for everything, okay?
So then they get in the cars. Ramona, Sonia, and Lou are in one. And Sonia's like, okay, let's do our cameos, everybody. So they start talking about cameos. And Luann's like, what do you get for that? And Sonia does 99. And Luann's like, I do 125. So I get a solid, well, I don't know. I guess... even number, is that even? 1, 2, 5. I don't know. There's a 1 in it. So
it makes me money sometimes, you know? So then they're like, well, you know, as long as we all have to do cameos, let's do it together. So the three of them start doing cameos all at the same time. And Luann's
like a call center. It really is like when you get a call from a call center and you're like, why are you trying to pretend you care about me when I hear 10 other people on a call behind me?
Happy 40th birthday, yeah, darling. I know it's on June 5th.
And your elbow. Your birthday. Whatever it takes.
You know what?
I'm Sonia Morgan.
Guess what? Steffi, you're getting married. I'm so excited that you're getting married.
Do it.
A wonderful day for your marriage day, okay? And I hope you have many gifts and you have a beautiful birthday, whoever you are.
Oh, sorry. You know what? I'm keeping it in. People love the real me. So,
by the way, I just want to say one thing that really amused me is that when they got into the vans, Luann goes, what is this? A can of cat food? We don't see what it is, but I love that. I feel like it was probably just like, you know, some tape. And Luann's like, what is that? Cat food? I don't understand. It's round. It doesn't make sense in my home.
So Sonia's like, oh my God, Luann, did you put the filter on? She goes, I didn't know there was a filter on this thing. I'll do it. Is there a tuner? Is there an auto tuner on here? Not that I would need it. And Ramona's like, whoa. And I just want to say happy birthday to you. And they're like, Ramona, you're not even doing the cameo. You don't even have cameo on your phone, Ramona.
Ramona, you're holding up a can of cat food. So they get
Ramona's
to this.
Ramona's just joining them for all this time, pretending to do a cameo to a blank screen. Weirdo.
No, I just want to be part of the fun, okay? So now they get to this cooking class, and then Sonia's already flirting with the chef. Hi, chef. How's it going? And Luann's like, oh, well, I guess it's going to be one of those days, isn't it? Huh? So, this guy, the chef, says, he announces that he's going to teach them all a whole bunch of new techniques. And Dorinda's already bristling. She's like, oh, really? Maybe we'll teach you a few techniques. Some of us have been cooking for longer since you've been alive. So you're saying I'm a bad cook? You're saying I'm a bad cook? I made a lasagna in the Berkshires and everyone liked it. So what do you say about that, Mr. Person Who Cooks on an Island? Yeah, I thought so. Go fuck yourself.
I like a chef, okay? I think if I was going to do it all over again, it would be with the chef.
No, it wouldn't. Who are you pretending that you would marry? Really, instead of like the head of finance at wherever, where you had Hillary Clinton at your parties? No, you wouldn't. Maybe the first time.
So they all get aprons. So Luann,
instead of a rich husband, literally nobody. And I'm an eater, okay? Sorry, I can't get over it.
The fantasy is that the chef...
lie.
Right. The fancy is that the chef will actually cook you marvelous food all the time. But every story is that chefs, when they're off the clock, never cook anything.
Yeah, so, like, why would I work? Why would I work when I'm off of work? Because yeah. I married a chef. You fuck. That's why.
Listen, I've seen The Bear, and what I know is that when chefs are off the clock, they stare at horizons and think about their life. So it's a great really comedy. It's a great laugh out loud comedy. You know what? When I saw that it was nominated for Best Comedy by the Emmys, I thought, thank God they finally chose a real laugh out loud comedy where you're just hunched over from the tears are coming out of your eyes because it's such a funny comedy.
Guy would have married the bear. I mean, not John. I mean, he was kind of a bear. God, I miss climbing that thing. It was like, it's like going to a rock wall center, except it was made out of, I don't know, the stuff that you go surfing in. What's the material called? Surfing material. Slippery, but also hairy. What were we talking about? Hey, you know what I like to make? Potatoes. Potato. What do you call those potatoes that are chopped into little tiny little slivers, but they're all kept together by the spine of the potatoes? The
potatoes Hasselbeck potatoes.
Hasselbeck potatoes. Yeah. The least entertaining person on The View as a potato of all time.
Least entertaining person on The View. Kind of the best version of a potato, though. They offer everyone aprons. Luann goes, oh, aprons. Do we have to do some greasy things? I'm like, okay, Luann, calm down. So,
wow. Are you going to oil me up, big boy? Hey, we're going to do a fish. I'll show you a fish. It's like, oh, God.
I don't know. I know we're doing some fish, but I'm kind of in the mood for some sausage. Oh, God, do me on the platter. Okay, Luann. So, Dorinda's like, well, I'm paying attention. Not that I need to, because I know how to cook, you motherfucker. And so the guy's like, all right. Okay, well, let's start this class. We're going to start with cauliflower.
Cauliflower? Yeah. Oh, Sonia, please don't eat that already. He's like, please don't eat this. She's like, oh, is that what that is? A little cauliflower with a little sauce? Let me try that. He's like, please don't. She goes, yeah, I have zero patience. Okay, I'm ready to learn whatever you're going to show us, which is to put that in our mouths, right?
Don't give it to Sonia. It doesn't agree with her, if you know what I mean. She goes, well, you know, if it doesn't come out of the mouth, it comes out the butt, which is also how I live my sex life.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
She struck him with her motor vehicle. She had been under the influence, and then she left him there.
In January 2022, local woman Karen Reed was implicated in the mysterious death of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. It was alleged that after an innocent night out for drinks with friends, Karen and John got into a lover's quarrel en route to the next location. What happens next depends on who you ask. Was it a crime of passion?
If you believe the prosecution, it's because the evidence was so compelling. This was clearly an intentional act. And his cause of death was blunt force trauma with hypothermia.
Or a corrupt police cover-up.
If you believe the defense theory, however, this was all a cover-up to prevent one of their own from going down.
Everyone had an opinion. And after the 10-week trial, the jury could not come to a unanimous decision.
To end in a mistrial, it's just a confirmation of just how complicated this case is.
Law and Crime presents the most in-depth analysis to date of the sensational case in Karen. You can listen to Karen exclusively with Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Kiki, and my podcast is back with a new season. And let me tell you, it's too good. And I'm diving into the brains of entertainment's best and brightest, okay? Every episode, I bring on a friend. I mean, the likes of Amy Poehler, Kel Mitchell, Vivica Fox, the list goes on. So follow, watch, and listen to Baby. This is Kiki Palmer on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So then Dorinda's like, okay, so chef, I really need this. Okay, here's what I want to know. Did you poach the cauliflower? What'd you do? You poached it? You poached it? Yeah, I can cook too, okay? You're real smart with your terms, okay? I've heard of a poach, okay? I'll tell you who's poaching. You! You're poaching the entire idea of cooking from someone like me who's been doing it for 40 years, all right? So shut the fuck up and tell us how you make your stupid cauliflower.
So Ramona's like, whoa, you know what? You just do it the way the French guy did it. What sauce are you making? And he's like, oh, I'm doing a beef tartare with oyster mayonnaise. And she's like, whoa, oysters? Yeah, love oysters. You know what? We should roll that clip of how much I sexually love oysters, okay?
Yeah, but watch out, Chef. I mean, if you even are one, but watch out. Be careful with the oyster mayonnaise. I mean, I see you're married, but you might want to rethink that. And Sonny's like, oh, you're smart. You always check for the ring. I should do that sometimes because, you know, it's a real dead end.
I never noticed that stuff. And he's like, well, I am a lover of all ladies, but really, I love my wife. And Sonny goes, oh my God, did he just say I love old ladies? No, I said all ladies. Oh. Kelly's like, no offense, Luann.
These women are like wild. Literally, are you single? Can you come to my house? Can we have sex in a chair? They're like so wild. That's Kelly being like, stupid people. So then this is where Dorinda then actually speaks more about how she actually really likes chefs. And she's like, you know what? He's very manly. I like someone who looks like he could chop wood. Like he's a guy who could chop a tree down for you, chop it into little pieces and make a nice skillet outside. And then make love under the stars. On the skillet, which might hurt. You have to let it cool down for a second.
So then Luann's like, wow, well, cutting a fish open, huh? This would be good to know on a desert island where we'll be fucking together, just you and me, blowing it.
This will be real good if we're ever on a desert island and have all the tools to fillet a fish. I also like when they pull up,
exactly.
Right?
Thank God for all those stainless steel countertops on islands.
I know if I'm ever on a ship and it's about to go down, the first thing I'm doing is running into the kitchen and getting myself a few little knives. Also, when they bring out the mahi-mahi, he's like, ladies, we have a mahi-mahi for lunch. Everyone acts like they just want a car and the price is right. They go, oh my God. Oh, mahi-mahi. They lose their mind.
And Kristen's like, oh my God, this is disgusting. Like, this is so gross. I thought this was going to be fun, but you're like cutting open a fish. This is like disgusting. Blah, 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 blah. Like, Kristen, that's... your eyes are Kelly. Still open. She's covering her ears. That's just her go-to move whenever she's traumatized.
Yeah, the ears are not going to actually protect you from this experience right now. And then Kelly's like, I find that the chef slicing the fish is like really sexy. I mean, like, it's just the fish is just so fragile, and then his hand with the knife slices through it. It's just like this beautiful, beautiful combination. Like, Kelly, for the first time in her life, has seen someone slice into a fish.
And Sonia says, wow, what a big bone that fish has. Can't wait to fuck that fish. I'm gonna fuck that fish. Okay, ladies, all right. For fuck's sake, get out of the kitchen. So they go to the table, and Kristen's like, that fish was disgusting. Like, I can't. Like, I feel like I can't even eat that. Ugh. Like, can I just have chicken? Can I just have... Chicken is way grosser. Okay, now do a chicken, chef.
I know. Chicken is... If she watched a chicken getting butchered, she'd be really in pain. So Sonia's like, yeah,
you know what? It's like watching your wife eat a baby. Then you have to eat the baby. Well, why did I say that?
She deliver a baby. That, deliver a baby.
Oh, it's like watching your wife deliver a baby. Then you have to eat the baby after you already watch it. Okay.
Thank you. And then the waiters.
What the hell?
And then the waiters bring these like, bring little like rolls or almost, they're just like breads. And Dorinda goes, what is that? Is that chocolate? Is that, what is that? It's like, it's olive bread.
Really, I love soup. This is so good. Is this a clam chowder? I just love it.
And then Sonia's like, oh, do you think we could take these home? We could take these home. Kristen's like, what, did you bring freezer bags? She goes, oh, no, I have a plastic lined bag like any Morgan would. I mean, and she tells us, like, I mean, haven't you heard about this? I mean, come on, guys. I have a plastic lined bag so that if you're at a restaurant, you don't have to ask for the take home bags. You just put it in the bag and go. She just shovels the food into her bag.
Yes, there have been so many times Sonia's purse has been stained from food just leaking in her, because you know she just shoves it right in her bag, you know.
So yep. I don't know why they don't make leak proof to go containers. I just started bringing my own.
I can't believe it. So then the waiter comes over. After they did such a good job identifying the olive bread, the waiter comes over with more dishes. And Luann goes, ladies, this is caviar! Caviar! This is caviar! Oh, wait, no. It looks like it's a crudité. Is it a crudité? I will take crudité for 500, Alex. Like, It's red snapper tartare. Oh, so close. So close on this one. Is it chocolate? Is this chocolate? It is chocolate, isn't it?
All right. Let's play a game now, okay? Let's try and confuse Luann with simple food items. Just kidding. We already played that. You lost, Luann. You lost. Okay, everybody. So here's the game we're going to play. There's a class, okay? So we're in the class. We can ask somebody to join our class, or we should say who should not join our class, and why is her name Kristen? Kristen?
Who's Kristen? Is it the hostess of this restaurant who decided to sit down and eat with us? So Luann's like, well, I actually would have liked Tinsley here because I feel like she would have given me a Rangers tickets without any problems. Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And then Sonya's like, yes. And Dorinda's like, oh, yeah, I would love for Tinsley to be here, too. That would be great. I would just love that. I love Tinsley. Don't I? Don't I, everybody? Look at me not threatened by the young blonde lady at all anymore. Isn't that crazy?
It would have been great, yeah. So then we have a nice montage of Tinsley's greatest moments, climaxing with the time when they were, I think, in Florida, and Tinsley's like, oh, Luann, and Luann goes, excuse me? Yeah, that's right, Luann. I drink. I'm having a drink, and I'm drunk right now, Luann. My favorite Tinsley moment.
Oh, yes, Luann, I'm having a drink.
I also liked, my mom and sister are doing a viewing of Bambi tomorrow. How are they doing? You have to freeze them, and then you do a viewing while they're frozen.
And Ramona just being like, what?
Whoa. Remind me, did that montage also feature her when Tinsley joined the circus and she had like the little girl? I don't think it did, right? When she goes, I'm miserable. I'm fucking miserable. With the little red circles on her cheek.
Screaming at Dale in the bleachers after the circus about how miserable she is. You can say Tinsley. I don't even care what it is. I will always think of that. Always.
They put Tinsley in the circus. Tinsley Mortimer.
Remember, she was like, Mom, I'm going to be in the circus, and it's like I'm finally back on the public stage, Mom.
And Dale's like, well, you've come so far, and you've fallen so low, and now you're being lifted so high onto a trapeze. Tinsley, really? Is that a trapeze? She's like, oh, finally, I'm back. Me, Tinsley Mortimer, as a clown for one night.
Next up, Garrow Sparrow Fashion Show. She, I remember that it was all, not only was it that, she was like afraid of heights for doing the little thing that she had to do, but then Dorinda was jealous because Dorinda's like, I would have done it. I would have had no problem. I could be a good clown. Because Dorinda wanted to be in the circus too.
Dorinda got so jealous. She's always jealous. You know, Kristen is not an anomaly. You know, I guess Tinsley just wouldn't do it. So Sonia's like, she's ready to rock. She's dating a great guy now, so she just doesn't want to rock the boat. And I don't really blame her. Mm-hmm. And Kelly's like, okay, the people who cannot come to my class, like, I'm sorry, but like Alex from before. Gross. Ugh, I'm sorry. I can't. It's just weird. It's just weird.
I want to know what's going on. And I want to like know that like what's going on in someone's life. I don't want it to be like inauthentic. And then we see a clip to Morocco, which again, Morocco always gets overshadowed by Scary Island. But Morocco also had a huge amount of Kelly being wild. And there was that scene where Alex comes like walking in where Luann and Kelly are getting henna done.
Not even walking. Alex, you remember Alex was always like, I'm a housewife and I am gonna make a scene.
Deliver a message.
Watch this. And then she would like make this big soap opera scene. So she comes stomping into the room and like flailing her arms. And she's like, Luann. And Kelly just goes, no. No, that's we don't weird. Believe that. I don't like that. That's too much.
Gives her notes.
Be real. Memorial.
She goes, no, that's weird. That's weird. What this is. This is weird. This is weird. Like, do it again. Do it again. Like, no, this is weird. Do it. Go back out.
I'm
re-enter.
Not doing it again. No, it's I'm not authentic.
It's weird. It's weird. No. Re-enter. It's weird.
It wasn't real how you did that. She goes, no, I'm not going to re-enter. Be realer. So then we cut back and Luann's like, oh, well, this is funny. All right. So I said to Alex, we had just started Housewives. Okay. And I was married to the Count. But, you know, hold on. Holding for applause.
All two right. Alexes in this story. Yes.
Okay. And so I said, listen, I'm going to be on this television show and we have to go out with these people. So we did. And after dinner, he said, please don't ever make me go out with those fucking people again. Never again. I will never do it again.
Oh, God. To be young and married into a rich family. Wait, so then...
You went out to dinner with Alex? Wait, I didn't know that you ever went out to dinner with Alex. Like, I mean, what the hell? Like, why did Alex get to go to dinner with him and I never got to go to dinner with him? Weird. Luann.
Kelly. So Kelly, who was mad at Luann because she felt like Luann was just using her for access to, using Kelly for Kelly's access to expensive things. Now Kelly is mad at Luann that Luann gated access to the count. So she's mad at that. And Luann's like, well, I mean, we weren't really that close back then. And remember, I was actually a titled woman and I didn't really hang out with people like you. And Kelly goes, well, I'm jealous. Like, I'm like, why didn't I get to meet Alex? Well, I mean, we're still kind of distant if you think about it. I mean, I hardly see you and you're in the Hamptons all the time and you never call me, and that's on you. That's not on me. Okay, I posted my phone number all over Sag Harbor and I say, Kelly, call me. You never call.
And she's like, oh my God, so I go in for one day. Give me a break. And she goes, yeah, well, you still never call. And you claim to be such a great friend. Why wouldn't you call me? Well, I'm sorry, but it's the Rangers. It's the double dating. I love you, Kelly, but you don't follow through. That's it. The end. You don't follow through. And she's like, oh my God, everything I say that I do. Every single thing.
Well, you've invited me so many times, the Rangers, and we're going to go, we're going to go. That's what you would say, we're going to go. And then Kristen's like, the other end of the table is like, what's the deal with the Rangers? Like, can't she buy her own tickets to the game?
She goes, ladies, is the Rangers a hard ticket to get? It's not like T-Swift.
Okay. It's beyond the Rangers. It's the Islanders, too, and the Devils, all the tri-state hockey teams. You never invite me to any of them. It's absolutely rude at this point. If you're not going to do it, then don't invite me.
And this is the crux, right? Is that this, we thought before it was something more, you know? Like, surely Luann has some deep-seated resentment that, you know, she's still holding against Kelly. Nope. It's that Kelly said she would take her to the Rangers game, and Kelly's like... she knows I met my rich boyfriend at, well, she doesn't say rich, but we know. She says she knows I met my boyfriend at the Rangers game, and that's why she wants to go, because she wants to meet a guy, a rich mm-hmm. guy.
Now, here's my advice to Luann. You have to reframe the situation, because I know someone like this. There's someone who I know who's like, oh my God, we have to go out to dinner. You know, we have to do this. And he's always saying this stuff. And he's like, next time I'm in town, because he lives like in a different part of California. He's like, next time I'm in town, like, we have to go to this place. We have to go to this place for dinner. We have to do this. And then he comes into town and he never even like reaches out to hang out. In fact, he's reached out to hang out. He's invited my boyfriend to hang out, but he hasn't reached out to me, and not like in an affair-y sort of way, just sort of like I don't know. It's just like shady. And I would get so mad. I'd be like, you know what? He's always saying we should hang out. And then like, he never follows through. He comes into town. He doesn't call. And I would get so, so mad. And then I had this moment where I just realized, like, fuck him, right? And you're like, fuck him. And then there's, like, so much joy that comes in actually, I think, like, pretending to be like, yeah, oh, we have to do this. But knowing in my head, I'm going, fuck you. I know you're full of shit. Fuck you. It is actually so rewarding to do that, because you're, like, telling someone off to their face, but they never hear it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's called not telling people off to their face.
No, but it's like, because I can't tell him off to his face because of like, it's, you know, it was.
Well,
like,
as someone who does tell people off to their face, like, I've had to learn not to, because it does feel better to not tell them off and just tell them in my head. Because what happens is, like, you get yourself worked up like that, and the second you really do say something, you're the asshole.
You've lost.
Is it me because, yeah, you lose, you know? And is it because I put a brick through their windshield and call them all sorts of really problematic, offensive names? Probably. But, you know, whatever. I feel like I still won because you ditched me for dinner so many times and called my boyfriend to go out instead. But, you know, you lose that way. And I felt it so many times. So I actually like that you've gotten good at just being like,
no,
you're
because
a loser in your head, you know?
Yeah, there's like, because it's like what you said. Like, if I were to say something, like, sure, it's like, oh, I've now said it, but then I do look like the crazy one, and I've now caused drama in the group. And, but like, knowing, I mean, obviously, like, the fact that I told this whole story and I whipped myself up in a frenzy, like, obviously it bothers me on some level still, but I'm really at a place now where I'm like, I actually derive just more joy you know, like when we go out to group things and he's there, we have, you know, we always have a very fun time. It's always fun. But whenever he says, like, does the Kelly Ben Simone thing, like, oh my God, we got to go to a Rangers game. I'm like, oh yeah, I can't, we totally have to. In my mind, I say, you're a fake person right now. And I'm being fake back to you, but the difference is that I know that you're fake right now. And it just makes me feel good. It makes me feel good in a weird way. So I'm just saying, Luann, go from being, change from being the person who complains, like, why don't you include me, to being the person who says, I don't need you to include me because I've got so many other better, full relationships in my life.
She does need it, though. That's the problem. She does need to be included, not because she gives a fuck about Kelly, because she wants to go find a rich guy at the Rangers. She even admits it. Yeah. Right now, she goes, well, maybe I'm a little upset of the Rangers games because of the hot guys. Okay. Well, that two things can be true. So Kelly's like, yeah, you know what? Luann only wants to be my friend. Because, like, she wants me to invite her to places and to restaurants. Restaurants. I mean, ugh, gross.
Places where you only have dinner.
She brings up restaurants again, which is hilarious to me. Like, Kelly's the only one with accents to places where they serve food. And she's just disgusted by it.
So Luann's like, well, that's not the point. So then Kristen rings the glass. She's like, okay, this has to be translated. I have to translate this. And then she's like, okay, can I ask a question?
And we don't need a mediator. We don't need a mediator.
We need a mediator, okay? We do need one, okay?
And listen, we don't need a translator. Beverly, ask a question. Go ahead, Melissa. Those aren't even the same wrong names in one sentence.
You, like, messed up my fake name twice, and I don't even know how to feel about that. How do you, like, rename me and then rename me again in one breath?
Oh, my God, another question. You're acting like a host right now. Stop being the host. Just stop being the host. I don't like that. I don't like you being the host.
So Kelly's like, I think that Kristen acts like a host because it's, like, another way to be guarded. And she's, like, always, like, trying to ask a question. She's not a journalist. She's a friend, okay?
So Kristen's like, okay, so I'm asking, it's not about the Rangers, right, Luann? And Luann's like, no, it's not about the Rangers. Kristen goes, okay, so what it sounds like is Kelly asks you to places a lot, and then Kelly doesn't follow up. She goes, exactly. She goes, hallelujah, I did it. She's like, that's not true, and you're not the host. Like, what is it, commercial break? You're not the host. Stop telling us to go to commercial break. Shut up.
She goes, okay, host. And then Ron goes, don't be derogatory. Ramona, of all
people.
We don't
talk like that in 2023, okay? You don't call people hosts.
Okay, don't host. It's a bad word. That's what I learned in sensitivity training, okay? Luann's like, all right, well, Kelly, don't get defensive, much like a player on the Rangers when someone's coming towards their goal. That is how hockey works, right? Oh, phew. I'm just pointing something out. And Kelly goes, well, I mean, it's like, but with, like, Kristen, it's always like, well, last time I saw this episode, stupid fan who enjoys dinners.
And Kristen's like, we're a table of six. Like, I just don't understand what you're talking about. And this is the fourth time you've talked about the Rangers. Like, who goes to the Rangers? And she's like, so if you don't understand what we're talking about, like, why don't you just ask Luann then? And she goes, I did just ask Luann. And she's like, stands up and screaming, that is what I just did. Kelly is such a ding dong. And she goes, okay. So I don't make sense.
Oh, okay. I'm the bad one here. Well, I'm just going to eat this chocolate bread and just be quiet. So,
okay, host.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Hagar. So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense. No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow The Offensive Line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So Kristen now says that Kelly... Kristen's saying that Kelly deflects it onto her, like stuff that she doesn't want to talk about. She just deflects and starts calling Kristen a fan or a host. And she goes, if she could actually tell us what's going on, then maybe she could break through and we could all stop talking about the Rangers, because it's not about the Rangers. So Kelly then is like, people ask me all the time to come to events and they don't want to be my friend. And like, if that's what they want to be. And Troy's like, you gotta stop saying that, Kelly. You gotta stop. I'm with my hands across the table. You gotta stop doing that. He's like, but people do. They ask me all the time for my connections. It's not fair. It's not fair that they do that.
And she's like, don't do that to her, because it's humiliating, because we ain't no beggars. All right, nobody at this table is a beggar. All right.
Sonia's like, does anyone have any spare change? You can just put it right here in my plastic lined bag. Thanks.
Sonia's like, we'll work for beer.
I know. Well, most of us aren't beggars. Mm-hmm. Well, you know. So Dorinda says, I think Kelly wants to feel very important. Like, once again, people want to use me for my fabulous contacts. Which I think Dorinda's right on that one, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, Kelly's ridiculous. So Sonia's like, what? And also, Kelly has, doesn't she have access to a lot of that because of who her contacts are? So that's
she
why it's like, huh?
Married a world famous photographer.
One like the creative director of Elle. You know, that guy was.
Yeah. And he like brought her into that world. I mean, she was a model too. So she already was in that world. But like, she even says later on, oh, I had to always go to all these parties with all these people. It's like, you also. Like, you were, yes, all that stuff.
It's just when a climber tries to call out another climber. It's
that's
like,
what they do.
Both on the mountain. Be
crabs
careful.
In a bucket. Crabs in a bucket. So,
well, you know what? I wish I could say something about that, but I haven't had a sexy scene with a crab yet. Give me time, okay?
Sonia basically puts it, has the best advice. She says, you know what? I have to tell Kelly this. Never dangle rich hot men in front of Luann, because she's going to go like Pac-Man. And that's actually what it really boils down to also.
Yeah. And so Kelly is like, Dorinda, you have no idea. She goes, oh, yes, I do, because she talks to me about it all the time. So I do know. She goes, Dorinda, you don't have my life, okay? Like, you weren't married because you weren't married because you know people. She goes, what? Who gives a shit? And everyone goes, well, we don't have a life. And she goes, yeah, we don't have your life.
Why would you say that, Kelly? Like, none of us have your life because your life is so great. Come on.
And she goes, I don't, and I don't have your life. I don't have a Hinkley. I don't have all these things. Yeah, well, I don't have a Hinkley either, because my husband died and we had to sell it. That's Dorinda's way of saying, like, you better stop barking up this tree, because I'm always going to pull out the death card. And it's always
I will always bring Richard
have.
Into this, you know. And Kelly's like, always well, I'm so you. Sorry that had to happen. But Richard, from what I hear, really just wanted to go to restaurants all the time. And it was weird. That's it.
Are we talking about Hinkley's? When did Hinkley's come into play? Also, does that have anything to do with the Rangers? I just want to make sure I understand all the rich access things. Which, by the way, I looked up Hinkley's because I had no idea what they were talking about. And a Hinkley is a yacht.
Yes. So I knew. Because I've read it. So
I didn't
it's pretty
know.
Exclusive.
I actually looked on Reddit and someone said, does anyone know what a Hinkley is? And then someone just said, Googlesaurus. Be a Googlesaurus about it or something like that. So it was not helpful. But maybe the definition's up today.
So Kelly's like, this situation triggers me. I mean, it reminds me of when I married my ex-husband, and the reason I went to these big parties is because he couldn't go to those big parties. Or like, he would go and then I would go with him. And whatever it was, I was just reporting for duty. And so to like make me feel like my value is just to like get guys or go to events, which is basically my husband's value to me, which I just kind of explained, but still don't really get what I was just saying 2 seconds ago. Weird.
She's a regular Daisy Buchanan, that one. So Dorinda's like, you know what? You're really digging a ditch here, okay? So just stay on the focus, Kelly. So Luann goes, okay, well, here's what I do know. You're in the Hamptons, and you don't even call me to come on by. And so Kelly goes, and with you? Okay, by the way, I don't even care what Luann said. Dorinda, I really like you, and I'm really trying to make a huge effort with you because I adore you. Excuse me, I was airing my grievances. You don't make an effort with me. You don't call me in Sag Harbor, bitch.
So Kelly's like, and Kristen, like, with you? Like, just please stop. Just stop trying to be the host, okay? Because, like, it's making it up. Just stop being the host. And they're like, oh, my God. And Jordan goes, all right, we're really circling the drain here, okay? So Luann goes to the bathroom, and I don't know, Kelly.
They leave. They decide to leave. They start heading out.
They decide to go. Yeah, okay. So then Kristen, Ramona, and Dorinda. Kristen's like, oh, my God, I can't. With her. And everyone was like, who? And she's like, Kelly. Like, if you're going to talk about me, like, the same thing over and over again. And Ramona's like, you know what? I have to say it. When you're right, Jacqueline. Okay? You're right.
And Luann and Kelly are in the staircase together. And Luann's like, listen, you know, Kelly goes, I want you to know that I love you as much as I could love someone who's not in the same social circles as I am. She goes, listen, we need to have a deeper conversation, which is pretty extraordinary because it's already pretty deep, right, my voice? But, you know, I don't want to make you feel bad. I just want to be invited to a giant room full of eligible men, and you're the best one who could do that for me. That's all.
And Kristen tells us, you know what? I can just get her free Rangers tickets right now. I mean, I'm connected to the Rangers. Like, I'm happy to call. Lou, I'll invite you to a game. Well, you know what? I'm not even in your confessional, but that was very nice of you, Denise. And I'm enjoying Kelly's company. But you know what? She doesn't know how to express herself well. And when she feels cornered, she's going to... What's that term that people use now? You know what? She's going to be gaslighty. Okay, she's going to say, what, are you the hostess now? Because she doesn't know how to answer. That's it. It's like, wow, Ramona actually, did she use gaslighting to make you think you're crazy? Gaslighting is to try and make somebody else think that they're crazy, right?
I'm not sure that's what Kelly is doing, but I think that Ramona is right. Ramona's attempting
Ramona
something there.
Ramona didn't right. Yeah.
Yeah, but she got close. So Sonia is talking to Kelly, and she goes, you know, Kristen doesn't know what she's talking about. You know, she can't know what you and Luann had for all those years just by reading about it in the news. She can't know about it, but I can know about what's going on in Kristen Josh's marriage by reading it in the news. And Kelly goes, she's a fan. She's a fan. That's what it is. She's like a fan. That's all. She's a fan, which is, it's so condescending, but it's also like, it's exactly the thing that hits Kristen's buttons. And like, it's kind of like the perfect insult for to get under Kristen's skin.
So then they get back in the vans to go home, and they're talking about Kelly in one van. And Luann's like, I mean, listen, I just don't want her to feel bad. Oh, gosh, poor thing. You know, it's stormy out there. I hope that she doesn't feel terrible. And Kristen's like, oh, my God, you guys, we're on Scary Island again. Like, you remember your most amazing episode, Scary Island? So good. This is like the same thing. I'm going to DVR this episode and keep it because, like, it's good. It's a good episode. Hold on. Does anybody have a pen? I'm totally autographing that for myself. I was so good in this one.
Oh my God, this feels just like April 23rd, 2013. Am I right? That's when Scary Island was filmed, but of course it didn't air until 9 months later, which of course, as we all know, is February 14th, 2014. So then
Dorinda's like, you know, Scary Island, never once in my entire life. And they're like, okay, we'll watch it tonight. And she goes, okay, I'm gonna watch it tonight. And Chris is like, oh my God, I'm living it.
Let's go. This is like going on the Universal Studio tours, but of Scary Island. Here I am. Oh my God, I'm in it.
So they get back to the villa, and everyone's basically going to their rooms, and Kristen FaceTimes Josh. And she's like, oh my God, Josh, you have no idea the drama going on here. I don't even know where to start. First of all, last night at dinner, of course, Dorinda brings up the whole drama with you and I. And I just, you know what, by the way, it felt so good to like get it out there, say my piece, so to speak. Like, you know, we went through something. We're clearly still together. Great marriage. We should probably do some vows because that'll be good for our marriage too. And it was really nice. And everyone was just like, good on you. You know, marriage is not easy, but like I felt really supported. It like really went well. And I don't foresee any other issues on this storyline going forward.
I mean, they called me a fan, Josh.
And he goes, huh, you've been called worse.
No, I haven't, Josh.
Check your texts. I just sent you a text.
He's like, oh, sorry. Maybe you were called worse like that on a different website. So now it's nighttime, and Dorinda is in her spaceship room, and she's just watching Scary Island while she puts on makeup. She's like, oh God.
I'm just trying to watch it because people keep referencing it, you know. I'm just trying to see, is there a parallel here? Is there a parallel universe through this door? Wait a minute. I was just in the bathroom. How is this the bathroom? Ah, it's the necklace store. The toilet is made out of necklaces.
Oh my God, what's happening to me?
You know, I'm seeing this now, and there's definitely like a pattern. It all makes sense. You know, there's a pattern there, and I'm not saying we're there yet, but the train is pulling up to the station.
Mike, true. Although you could actually say that about each and every single one of the cast members here.
Yeah, and they really are trying to get Kristen to break down about her marriage, and they're really trying to get Kelly to go crazy to have another scary island. I mean, they're just so ham-handed, and they've all done this for so long, it's hilarious that they are still so ham-handed about it.
You know what? The producer said if we wanted huge ratings, we were going to do another scary island. So here we go. Here we go with a trial of Scary Island Part 2.
So then Kelly, meanwhile, she FaceTimes her daughter, Teddy. I thought her daughter's name was River, unless she has River and a Teddy. But she calls Teddy, and she's going to kind of compete with Lisa Barlow in child names, because she goes, "Hi, Rabbit. How's my little rabbit princess?" I was like, little rabbit princess? That could theoretically be up there with Baby Gorgeous. Little rabbit princess? No.
Yeah. And she's telling her basically what happened. She's like, I mean, come on. I mean, should I invite her? Like, maybe I guess I should. Like, if I invited her, then I guess I should take her. And her kid's like, Mom, don't worry about it. Just, like, have fun. Don't be nice, Mom. She's like, I'm always nice. But she has a good point, though, when she says, everything I say, nobody can hear what I'm saying. They're all trying to make this into another scary island. And they love to say you're not making sense, but how can anyone make sense when they can't even, like, finish a sentence? Okay, that's true. Because I feel like Kelly saying, you're the host, they were acting like, oh my God, that's the craziest thing for her to say. What does that even mean? When I think it's kind of obvious what she meant, she's just not very good at explaining herself. And everything she says, like, oh my God, Kelly, you're crazy right now.
Well,
but the thing is, she is crazy.
Kelly is. And the thing is, so like, I don't know if I fully agree that the women are trying to actively push Kelly to become a crazy island. Because I feel like they are in some ways trying, they keep on saying, as we'll see in the next scene, you know, like, okay, this is how we deal with Kelly. But they can't help it because Kelly becomes kind of, tenacious is not the right word, but like when she gets annoyed, she starts going into a loop and it drives them all nuts. And so they kind of, but then they push her into the loop, but then the loop pushes them into a different place. It's just like a terrible combination. And I like the daughter. First of all, the daughter says, by the way, those Ranger tickets are reserved for me. And then the daughter says, by the way, Mom, so I just want to just put this out there. I think this would be like really good for you going forward. You tend to overpromise things and like you can't really follow through and then you can't deliver on the promise. So I just want to put that out there, Mom, which hopefully made an effect on Kelly because that's literally the same thing that Luann said earlier that day. And now her daughter is saying the same thing to her.
Yeah, so now they all get dressed, and Kristen has to come up those damn stairs again. Poor thing. So she goes to Dorinda's room, and Dorinda's like, I watched that. What Scary Island? Have you watched that? She's like, yeah, of course. I mean, no. What? It's me? Watch Scary Island? No. What are the Cliffs
What's
notes?
TV?
Yeah, Kristen. Okay, Kristen.
I know. Now Kristen's acting like she didn't watch Scary. Of course she watched it. So Dorinda's like, you know what it is with Kelly? I don't think that she likes confrontation. And Kristen's like, why are you whispering? I don't know. But I like her. You know, she just gets unraveled. And I don't think that you were saying anything wrong, you know, or you or Luann. It's just that she starts going down a thing. And you just got to say, Kelly, this is not about anything, you know, but what I'm trying to convey at this moment. And this is all funny because later on, Dorinda does not follow any of this advice.
No, Dorinda's the biggest hypocrite. And also, Dorinda doesn't understand that she is a loop. Like, she is the same thing over and over for years and years. This, oh my God, I wasn't fine. I was put on pot. You know, she's the same kind of loop that's always starting out like, look at me, peaceful Dorinda. And like in 2 seconds is going to be yelling and screaming at someone. But I think Kristen really, really nailed it when she goes, yeah, but it's also just understanding because she doesn't understand anything.
Yeah. Because Dorinda goes, I think you need to calm down. She puts her hands with, just need to slow down. But she's like, yeah, but she doesn't know it. What's going on? By the way, I was just thinking about it. Like, yes, Kelly is always on a loop. Dorinda gets on a loop. Sonia gets on a loop. Luann gets on a loop. I don't know about Kristen enough if she gets on a loop, but she feels like she has a light loop. Oddly enough, is the only one who doesn't really get on a loop Ramona, because I don't feel like Ramona gets on a loop, because I think she at this point, she knows well enough to say, you know what? I'm sorry. She just exits her loop. She just gives up on her loop.
That is her loop. That is Ramona's loop, to be horrible and yell at people and be bossy and condescending and then go, you know what? I'm so sorry. And I just wanted to apologize from the bottom of my heart. Because I'm really sorry about it, okay? Didn't mean it.
She's just on a larger meta loop.
It's a pretty loop that repeats every single episode so far, fucking Ramona. Yeah, they're all on a loop. I think Kristen just hasn't been on long enough for us to really see her loop.
I think Kristen's new loop is, can you help me out here a little bit? Because that's what she does the rest of the episode. She's like, can someone help me? Can someone help me with this? Can someone join in with me on this? And they're like, no, you're on your own, bitch. Anyway.
So Kelly and Luann take pictures of each other, like really pretty pictures. And Kelly's like, oh my God, my hair is disgusting. It smells like an aardvark.
I just want to also, before we go too much further, I have to say, I deeply laughed when Dorinda was trying to find something in her room when Kristen was there, and she goes, you know, this is what I do all day. I can't find anything in my room. I just open up doors all day on this spaceship.
So then Luann goes to Ramona and Sonia, and while Kelly is sitting with Kelly outside, so they're kind of separated. And Kristen is talking about, like, oh, Kelly, so, wow, we get to hang out. That's good. So are things good at home? She's like, oh, my God. Barbara Walters, yes, my kids are good. They're fine. So how are you feeling at lunch? You good? Really? Oh, wow. Take the microphone away. Take the microphone away.
By the way, at this point, I don't think anyone is clear that when Kelly is saying stop acting like a host, she means like a TV host as opposed to dinner party host. Because I don't think she's clarified it to us, but
so
not to them.
So clear to me, because she tells her, like, you're not a journalist. Like, all she does is ask. I mean, I get it, but I don't know. I am a little unbalanced as well, so maybe, like, I can hear it. I mean, I don't know, but to me, it's very clear what she's saying. She just doesn't have a wide range of communication.
Yeah.
I think at this point they all know, but they just keep looking at her like she's crazy. And I think Kristen knows, but she's like, listen, I'm supposed to add, like, we're on a TV show. You have to do that. And Kelly says, well, the first day you just started asking all these questions. And she's like, I'm supposed to. Fucking Nimrod. Like, I'm supposed to ask questions.
I mean, she's like, I mean, I think, like, you're an amazing person, even though there's no evidence to support that. But if you're not present, it's going to be a problem. You just need to be present, okay? And then, meanwhile, Dorinda goes over to Luann and Ramona and Sonia and goes, guys, I just watched Scary Island. Somebody hold me. And everyone's like, whoa, you just watched it today? Whoa, whoa, whoa. So they're like, wow, Dorinda. So then back to Kristen and Kelly. And Kristen's like, okay, I'm just like here to have a good time. I'm here to have fun. I'm here to dance.
We're not here to do that. We're not here to, okay? We're not here to have a good time. We're not here to have your commentary on what we're doing.
Well, somebody's going to have commentary, okay? Can someone help me out here? Martine, can you come in here? Can you someone help me out here?
I mean, you're acting like you're Andy Cohen, and you're not Andy Cohen. Just stop. Like, you're not.
Is he here? Is he here? Is Andy coming? Is he here? Is he here? Is Andy coming? And then Kristen tells us, hi, I'm Kristen from Calabasas, California. Kristen from Calabasas, California has a question, and she wants to know, Kelly, what the hell are you talking about?
So back to Dorinda. She's like, I mean, the girl spirals. That's what she was doing today. I just saw it on the TV and I saw it in real life. She's getting manic. And Luann's like, yeah, she gets defensive and inappropriately weird. Okay. Not to steal the term from Kelly Pensimone, but it's weird. It is. It's weird.
What is that? A buffalo coming down the staircase? Sorry, I just want to do a little flashback to Alex McCord. So Kelly is like, Kristen, you're covering something up. I don't know what it is, but you're covering something up. She goes like, well, I would love to know what it is because I'm not covering up anything and my marriage is great. Well, I know that you're trying to tell everyone that, like, what's, like, I know that you're trying to tell everyone what's going on is a cover-up for what's going on. So think about that for a second.
Just stay in the moment. Be present, okay? Like, I'm just calmly encouraging you to stay in the moment. Because, like, if you want to be a fan, then you shouldn't be here. You're like a fan host. You're like a host that's a fan of something that, like, needs fans, but also a host. You know what I mean?
I have friends on other shows, and if I have friends on other shows, like, it could be Jeopardy, it could be like any
show. You don't have friends on Jeopardy, so please stop. Okay, you've officially crossed the line.
I am friends with Maya Bialik and Ken Jennings, okay? And, like, I'm gonna watch the show because my close friend is on it, okay? And I'm, like, catching different shows because I know girls because I'm watching because they're my friends, not because I'm, like, Googling and super fanning out and you're busy at home writing books. I just so happen to watching Bravo. It's like, well, that makes it sound like you're a fan then.
Yeah. So you're a fan. It's okay. And Kelly's like, I think you're just like, you're like covering up something. She's like, what, a bank heist? Yes. I mean, listen, I think you're trying to host a show. I mean, you're basically a host. So host.
So then Ramona comes out. She says, okay, you know what, girls? Save arguing for dessert. Everyone knows the biggest arguments happen after dessert. So that way, if you say you want to walk out, you've already eaten your meal, okay? So Kristen's like, no, we're going to finish this. We're going to finish this argument. Fine, can we finish it quickly, please? They're hot men at the restaurant. I need to wrap my legs around.
And Kelly's mocking her. She's like, oh, here we go. Story time with the host. And Dorinda goes, nah, Kelly. See what you just said there? That was condescending and shitty, Kelly. Okay. And that's really cut fitnessy, Kelly.
Yes.
You're being a cut fitness right there. Don't be a cut
fitness. I don't like that word. Cut fitness-y. I don't like that word.
You know what? It's a British word. And I'm basically British because I said so one time. I've got like Draco Malfoy hair. So I'm
like
basically
London.
British. I wore cashmere in London one time where London's weird. So I'm really
Cashmere's weird. Cashmere's yeah. weird. Like hosts wear cashmere. Hosts wear cashmere.
Yeah,
that's weird. That's weird. I don't like it. Use a different word.
You're very cut fitnessy. That's all I'm saying about it.
Well, use a different word then next time. I don't like that word.
Okay. It's British. So and Kelly's like, I'm bratty. I'm not a bitch. She says, well, that's good because I didn't call you a bitch, did I? I called you a cut fitness. Okay. And Kristen's like, I'm not fanning out. It's like, okay, Kristen, we've dropped this, Kristen. So they get to the restaurant, and Luann tells everybody, wow, it's been an interesting ride. We just found out Sonia has a pretty kitty. And then we get a clip of 2 seconds ago of Sonia shockingly showing everybody her vag.
Did Luann just find this out? Luann's acting like this is the first time that Sonia has flashed her vag. And I feel like this happens on the daily with her.
Yeah. It's certainly not the first time. So the waiter is one of the guys from last night. And it's like, oh my God, it's you from last night. And he's like, oh my God.
No, he's like, damn it. He drew the short straw. And Sonia goes, can you remind us of your name? He goes, Jordan. And they all go, oh, Jordan. His name is Jordan. Oh, well, Jordan. I thought his name was Robert. Whoa, Jordan, nice to meet you. Jordan, yeah, wow. That's very exciting. Jordan, yeah, Jordan.
Well, you know what? Last night, like, we went asked around everybody in the restaurant, what's the misconception of you? Okay, like, with me, oh, there's a game, everybody, by the way. Didn't announce it, but it's a game. Okay, I want everybody to say, what's your misconception? Because with me, no one understands that I'm very kind and nurturing, okay? To me, the N-word is nurturing. That's it. Something that people just don't get. They think that maybe I'm hard or I'm abrasive. But you know what? I'm nurturing. That's it.
A lot of people think I'm racist, but I'm actually a very kind-hearted person to other wealthy people, okay, who mostly are white, okay? So Dorinda's like, yeah, your heart is good. Your heart is really, really good. So Dorinda's like, she's like, you know what? Ramona is rude, but, you know, if you need a number, she'll be like, hello, here it is, you know? But she's also rude.
She really is only nice to you if she likes you. If she doesn't like you, then watch out. But still. And so Kelly's like, I would say Ramona's like a good mom, I guess. I mean, I really have no evidence of that. But caring? I don't know. Giving in kind? Yeah, I don't know about that. So Dorinda's like, okay, Kelly, your turn. And Kelly goes, people think that I'm... And Sonia goes, you're crazy.
No, people think that I have all this money and there's like a massive tree and like I just take money whenever I need it, but I'm like self-made. My husband gave me nothing, left me with absolutely nothing. I raised my girls on my own.
Okay. First of all, that is not true. Everybody knows that that is not true, okay? But that is not to take away from the fact that she actually is a very successful real estate person. But to say that your husband left you nothing isn't true. Didn't she say in her season the husband gave her an apartment and then they sold that apartment for like $15 million? I mean, let's stop acting like you and your kids are living out of the back of the car here with nothing. Now, that said, doesn't mean that you're not very successful. I looked you up. You're a very successful real estate mogul, okay? Kelly Bensimo sold over $19 trillion dollars of real estate. That's it. You know why? Because she poses in her own real estate pictures. You want a dining room? Here's a dining room with Kelly Bensimo sprawled out on the table, okay? That's how she sells it, and it works.
Yeah, by the way, it's just funny to me that when Kelly's like, the biggest misconception people have with me is that I just have so much money. I'm like, I don't know if that's the biggest misconception they might have of you. I think that's, when I think of Kelly Bensimone, I don't think like, oh my God, look at that extremely wealthy woman. That's the very first thing that comes to my mind with Kelly Bensimone. No other things, especially not pertaining to Scary Island, come to my mind. I just think of all the money she's sitting on.
Mm. So then Luann's like, I mean, Kristen is still the only one married. So let's give a cheers to Kristen again before we rip her down again. All right, let's do that. And so he goes, oh, Kristen, you just handled everything so well last night. We're not going to bother you about that anymore. And Kristen goes, yeah, well, there was no other way to handle it. I mean, she's, yeah, okay, well, we want to talk to you, Kristen, because we just want you to be comfortable with us. So now this is her new tactic. So she goes, well, who says I'm uncomfortable? She goes, well, you know, the other night when we talked about your husband and the night before that, and then at breakfast and then at lunch too, and then between when I was skinny dipping, I was still talking about it. But I just don't think you were comfortable enough. We want to know about the pain that you went through. The pain. Not just the fact that, you know, it was publicized because you're on TV. How hard was it to be publicly humiliated?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, he didn't cheat on me. So there's that. And Sonia's like, okay, yeah. Sonia says, like, she gets it, that Kristen's protecting her family. And Luann's like, well, I know a thing or two about cheating. And I know a thing or two about being cheated out of Rangers tickets, too. And I think Kristen decided to turn the other cheek.
And I almost said other ass cheek, but she doesn't do anal. Or he wouldn't have cheated. I mean, who cheats when you do anal? Am I right? I'll be here all week.
All week long. So I love that Sonia acknowledges Kristen's just trying to protect her family because she's got kids and the kids are at an age that they'll be watching this or they might watch it. She's protecting them. So I'm going to go in even farther. You know, about 75 transactions on Ashley Madison, Dolly Mads, whatever you want to call it.
75 transactions? What's going on there?
Oh, yeah, 75 transactions. That's when someone wants to cheat on their wife because they won't do anal. So you buy 75 things for someone on the internet on the Dolly Madison website. That's what that means, Dorinda.
Well, he went on a website with a group of friends, and that was it. That's it.
And Luann says, oh, really? What happens on this kind of platform? I don't know. I have no idea. And Kristen's like, I don't either. Oh, well, is it a dating thing? Is it a sex thing? I don't know anything. All I know is my drool.
Did you ever look it up? Did you like, because I would have looked it up. Did you look it up? You want to look it up? We can look it up together. You want to look it up? You want
to look it up? Kristen, this is Housewives. As a fan, you should know you are not just allowed to come on here and say my truth over and over again, and then you're off. That's not how it works. Listen. They are going to make you talk about every little fucking detail.
Listen, you're a weak woman, so you wanted to turn the other way. We get it. She goes, no, I know my truth. And like, why do I have to go on a website if I already know my truth, you know? And Dorinda goes, listen, if someone said like, Dorinda Medley is on happygolucky.com, I'd be like, what the fuck is happygolucky.com? Is that where they teach you how to cook? Because guess what, motherfucker? I know how to cook already. You don't have to defend anymore, bitch.
I know happygolucky.com. Fuck leprechauns on that side. Mm-hmm. Make a lot of money, too.
And Dorinda's like, well, I would have looked at every single transaction. I would have called the person. I would have found out what time it was charged. Listen, I did it with John all the time. Now, were they all pizza places? They were. But you know what? Trust your instincts.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it was terrible. When I found out that John was on the Ashley Madison also, did I say Ashley Madison? I meant PizzaHut.com. Well, God, that was a hard day.
That's NewYorkSlice.com.
You know? A lot of transactions. So Kelly's like,
she's like, how dare you? It's New York City people, Ben.
Jeez. I don't know. So Kelly goes, she's a Googlesaurus. She loves to Google. She knows. So then the food comes and Dorinda starts losing her mind over black cod. She's like, hey, how's your black cod? I want to get the black cod for sure. Okay. On a scale of 0 to 10, how is your black cod? I really need to know about the black cod. I was like, wow, Dorinda is obsessed with that fish right now.
So then Kristen, so they order some stuff and Chris is like, can we please have some salad too? Because they just order fish after fish after fish after fish. And so he goes, yeah, especially after you saw my pretty kitty, no more fish for her. And then Kristen's just like, whoa. Gross. So, Kristen, how much do you have to pay for 75 transactions?
Back at it. Right, hey, back
Ramona,
at
read
it.
Read this on my phone. Read it on my phone. And Ramona's like, oh, whoa, here it is. I can't believe this is up here on a telephone, okay? Here it is. Ashley Madison website, okay? Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's an affairs site. It's an site for affairs. I wonder if Mario's on this. I don't know. You know what site I'm on? Nurturingwoman.com, okay? No, this is... I'm a very
free gift
woman.
Over $20. Guess what? Spoiler alert, your gift is caring.
I don't see color.com/nurturingperson.com. Okay. So Ramona's like, it's a site for men to have affairs. And Kristen's like, yeah, it was for married people. Yeah, it was. Wait, that doesn't track. Like, okay, it doesn't track that you didn't Google it at all. Like, why wouldn't you Google the site?
So now Kristen has decided she's not going to win. So now she's like, oh, wait, you guys didn't know? Yeah, it's a site for married people to go have affairs. Now she's just like, what? Like, I thought we already all knew that. Okay, I'm now past the my truth portion of the night.
I think the reason why she said you guys didn't know that, because she was saying, like, you're acting like it's crazy that I didn't Google it, but you guys didn't Google it.
Oh,
okay. I think that was my interpretation of Kristen logic, but it also could be very much your interpretation too, or a mix of both.
Who knows? And who cares really? I don't. So Ramona's okay. Like, whoa, you know what? You said she didn't know anything. He was on this site to have affairs. She goes, oh my God, I've explained this multiple times, except that you haven't. You have not. You have said he didn't cheat on you. He went on there with a group of friends, blah, blah, blah. And Dorinda goes, no, you haven't seen. You just go to demand it.
I didn't care. We didn't know. It didn't matter. You did care. You did care.
Which of course she did. My God.
Yeah. Sonia's like, because, you know, Kelly's like, your heart sinks. Like, if your heart doesn't sink, you don't care. So then Sonia's like, yeah, we just want to bond with you and then just be more intimate. So if you'd like to cry now, that'd be a great time to do it. So Kelly's like, yeah, I'm shocked. I'm shocked you don't have emotion right now. How do you not have emotion? You're just like a fan and a host with no emotion all at once.
Again, Kelly, you know what? Don't talk to her like that, okay?
She's, yeah, but you don't have emotion, and if it was me, my heart would sink.
Yeah, well, that's you, Kelly, and not everybody's you, crazy pants, okay?
And so Kristen's like, Kelly, how long were you married here? And then Luann just goes to the side to Dorinda. She goes, Dorinda, put down your hands. They're pointing, because Dorinda's doing that. Kelly, now here's the thing.
Tie them up.
Directing like Jetsons traffic, just like
Dorinda's like, please tie them
up.
You
turn in a circle, you go straight in, you do a loop de loop, you go behind the back.
You gotta tie it up. So Kelly's like, I was married for 11 years. I just find it odd how you handle things. And Kristen goes, could someone help me here, Dorinda? Dorinda's like, all right, well, I wish I could help you, but Luann has literally tied up my hands under the table. So Kelly's like, I've never heard a woman outside of Hillary Clinton say, I don't care about an affair. And Dorinda goes, that's not what she said, Kelly. You do have a way of making her a simpleton. And I'm not jiving with that, okay? How would you like it if I said, I just watched Scary Island and you're nuts and you're crazy. By the way, I just watched Scary Island and you're nuts and you're crazy, okay?
Yeah, listen, I'm not doing that because it's hurtful right now, but in about 2 minutes I'm going to, okay? We're all multifaceted people. I mean, look at all the faces I can make.
In just 1 second. So... What you're saying is that any woman that's been cheated on should just be like, it's fine. Is that what you're saying right now?
There you go. She's simplifying it again. She said it was hard. She said it was difficult. But she chose to say. That's what she decided. That's what she's saying.
So Sonia is scratching her neck with her knife because it's Sonia. And Kristen's like, well, I chose to stay at home and work on my kids and work on my marriage. Because, like, you know what's the opposite? I became a model and I got my degree and I went back after fucking Scary Island and I got my MBA. So I'm so sorry about you and you're holier than thou. And you put your family together. Well, I raised my family on my own. And I don't have a Josh. I did it on my own with just a man worth hundreds of millions of dollars, probably. So I don't appreciate you saying how amazing you are because, like, that is an offense. That is an offense to single mothers everywhere. What are you talking about?
What is this?
Everyone's literally like, nobody is criticizing you as a mother, except for some shitty comments I just made. But I only made those shitty comments because you're like, I did everything on my own. I mean, give me a fucking break, you know? But nobody's talking about you.
Kristen's like, I never said any of that, Kelly. Yes, you did. You said that. Oh, I didn't get my education because I was provided for my husband. I got my education when I was 20 years old because I had to.
To be a model?
Kristen literally never said anything about your education. Also, a majority of people got their education at around 20 years old, too.
That's like literally how the college system works.
I had to go to college from 18 to 22. How about that? Because I had to. Because, like, I'm not angry at her. I'm angry at women like you who talk like that. It's like, thanks.
You do a disservice to all working women. And Kristen's like, oh my God. Like, what does this have to do with anything? So Luann's like, I mean, maybe Kelly's looking at this like a mirror. Like, I wasn't able to work out my marriage. So Kristen was, and now I hate her. And yep. So Dorinda's like, would you be happier if she just left and broke up her family? Is that what you would make you happy? Because honestly, it would make me kind of happy.
Ooh, caviar! Caviar! In the middle of all this fighting, Luann's like, caviar! Caviar's arrived.
So then Kelly's like, okay, why don't you just tell us, Dorinda? Because Dorinda goes, what's the point, Kelly? And she goes, why don't you tell us? You're sitting there listening to it.
You know, what you're saying seems nutty. It seems real nuts. Oh, crazy. Wild. Kelly starts going, crazy, wild, kooky, right? She goes, yeah, well, I just watched Scary Island Part 2, okay? Part 2. Oh, yeah? All right. Kelly goes, oh, yeah, well, why don't you have another Cosmo, Dorinda? Which I am shocked that Dorinda did not just start yelling at Kelly at that point.
I love that Kelly's not afraid of Dorinda. Listen, is Kelly in that case? Yes. But I think, again, she's it's pretty clear what she's saying here. She's like, it sucks that your man cheated on you, and here you go right back to your fucking husband for the money. When, you know, I don't think it's fair of Kelly to say it. I don't think it's fair to tell somebody that. I mean, a lot of people's, we don't know what's going on in someone else's marriage. And for whatever reason, she decided to work it out. That's up to her. You know what I mean? It's none of Kelly's fucking business. But I do understand what she's saying. Like, I understand the logic of what she's saying. And everyone's like, what? You're crazy. And Dorinda's saying, you're crazy. That's crazy. It's Scary Island Part 2. Okay? Because I watched Scary Island Part 2. Right now at the table. So I like that Kelly was like, fuck off, drunk.
Dorinda's like, oh, you want to make comments? You want to drop comments? Is that what you want to do? I mean, Dorinda, you've been after me all day long. Caviar. Does anyone want some caviar? It's at the table. Rich people food. Anyone? Anyone want some caviar? Listen, I set a match, and now the fire. Now, this is what you do, Kelly. He's like, oh, I set a match, and now the house is on fire. What happened? What happened? That's what you do, Kelly.
And Kelly goes, you know what? Don't run your Bluestone Manor bullshit on me.
Which was funny. But also, for as much as Kelly talks about how she's not a quote-unquote fan, like, how she's like, oh, Kelly, Kristen's the one who's watched all these shows. Kristen's the one who's such a fan. Here comes Kelly dropping a reference to Bluestone Manor. Okay, that is kind of fanny to me.
So, Ramona goes, ding, ding, ding. Okay, ding, ding, ding. I'm going to make a toast. And Luann's like, oh my God, we don't eat carbs at this table, Ramona. And stop dinging the glass like that. You're going to break it.
You're going to break it into the caviar. We paid a lot of money for this caviar. I'm not going to have shards of your fucking glass in it.
So she's like, you know what? Calm voices, okay? Because I'm going to get indigestion. Nobody wants that, okay? Ask the people in Colombia. Okay, really, girls, you're not being very mature.
I have something I'd like to add to that. Shit. I lost my train of thought because I'm eating caviar, which is something she literally said. She literally said, I lost my train of thought because I'm eating caviar.
Listen, I think that we need to respect Kristen's choice, okay? And Kelly goes, I agree.
Okay. So Kristen's like, I just want to say it. Like, it's been... Oh, no, Kristen. I just want to say it's been like 8 years. Therapy has been very upsetting. It's been very embarrassing and upsetting. And I decided to stay with my husband because I love my husband. And the man goes, well, cheers for that. Jesus Christ, finally. I'm not done. I mean, I thought you guys wanted me to talk about it.
I just started my monologue. Cheers.
You wanted me to talk about it.
Cheers.
Oh, my God. You went to therapy? Like, I mean, okay. I appreciate that. I didn't know.
Well, why would you know? Like, it truly is like a thing on these shows. Like, once, like, that people just want to see that other people experience pain. So Kelly's like saying that she just wants to bond with Kristen and get to know her better. And she just wants Kristen to say it, life sucked and she went through a hard time. You know what? Okay. You know what? I'm listening to Kristen and here's what she's saying. What she said was, I'm strong. I know who I am. I know my husband loves me. I believe in our relationship. And I know about this bullshit. And you know what? I don't care because I know what I have and I'm not going to lose it. Okay? And they're all like, yay. Also,
my name is Beatrice. I heard it loud.
Now, this is what Kristen said. Now, could someone tell me who's Kristen?
So she goes, you know what? I know what it's like when someone strays, okay? You're not just going to walk away. You're going to try to work it out. And they're like, yeah. So they all get like what it's like being with piece of shit men, you know? So they cheers her for still being with her man, even though they are left. And so now they decide to do some more awkward dance scenes and just start getting up on the chairs and dancing. And Ramona's like, you know what? More. We're the hottest place where they know to dance on chairs, okay? And that's what everybody's going to do, okay? I hope that my friend gives me about 20 18-year-olds to take home with me. Whoa.
Yeah, because Sonia's off to the side, draping herself on Jordan the waiter. Like, oh, God, they're so uptight, aren't they? You know who's not uptight? Me. I know it's the opposite of uptight. Loose. You get what I'm saying? He's like, oh, God, gross. So
they're uptight. I'm down loose. Got it.
So now they are dancing. It's like the third time so far they've been like, guys, let's dance. So they're dancing and dancing and dancing. And then most of them leave to go home, but Luann and Ramona stay because they're gonna pick up some guys at Le Petit Plage.
And then Housewives After Dark, Dorinda's in the pool giggling, and she's partying with Kristen, right? Or did Kristen go to bed? I just had
no,
Dorinda. Chris,
Kelly went to bed, but the rest of them go out there, and they're all like, Kristen's topless, Sonia's naked, Dorinda is clothed, but she's like in her like bra or whatever.
And so they're just all frolicking. Giggle. Frolic. And it brings us to the end of the Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, Real Housewives of New York Legacy.
So funny. I can't wait for the next episode. We'll have another one or two episodes. We'll be coming down the pike. Can't wait. Can't wait. We'll catch up on this show. And I hope everyone's having a wonderful break for people who are listening to this on their break or if they're on break. And I hope everyone has a happy, happy new year. And we're going to catch you on the next episode, everyone. Okay?
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the Wind Beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches.
bitches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch. It's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Dan Taberski. In 2011, something strange began to happen at the high school in Leroy, New York.
I was like at my locker and she came up to me and she was like stuttering super bad. I'm like, stop f***ing around. She's like, I can't.
A mystery illness, bizarre symptoms, and spreading fast.
It's like doubling and tripling and it's all these girls.
With a diagnosis, the state tried to keep on the down low.
Everybody thought I was holding something back.
Well, you were holding something back intentionally.
Yeah.
No, it's hysteria. It's all in your head. It's not physical. Oh my gosh, you're exaggerating.
Is this the largest mass hysteria since the Witches of Salem? Or is it something else entirely?
Something's wrong here. Something's not right.
Leroy was the new dateline and everyone was trying to solve the murder.
A new limited series from Wondery and Pineapple Street Studios. Hysterical. Follow Hysterical on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Hysterical early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.